You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about breweries today and the 10 legal steps to getting one started. And there's a lot of considerations here, Jeff. Choosing a name, forming an entity. We talked about trademarks for the brewery name and the beer names, leasing space for your brewery, having your brewer and other key employees sign non-compete agreements, and raising money considerations for the organization. Let's move on to applying for the brewer's notice, which is now, as you mentioned, known as the ATTB. This was the ATF for...
The ATF still exists. It covers like more of the firearms violations and things like, I think in the Patriot Act days and the War on Terror, they sort of split it out. This division is the Alcohol, Tobacco, Trade and Tax Bureau. Mm-hmm. We call it TTB for short. Mm-hmm. Everything we've talked about up till now leads up to this moment. This is you in order to manufacture any kind of alcohol in this country for use other than personal or the sale, you have to have permission, i.e. a license from the TTB.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it in different divisions. And of course, for breweries, we're talking about a brewer's notice.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will start out there. You have to get the permission to manufacture beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the TTB, it's pretty straightforward. They've now streamlined. It used to be it could have been 6 to 12 months to get your TTB approval. I've had clients that have had it as quickly as 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
They have put the process online. It's their permits online process, and you can go ahead and you can input all the data in there. Here's the kicker. This is what you need as a prerequisite to file with the TTB. Need to have your corporate entity.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your space secured because you have to provide them with a floor plan and, mm-hmm. and your equipment. They want to show you see your proof of funds. So what we've been talking up until now about forming an entity,
all of this
and leasing
has to be
space
done.
And raising money, that has to be done
Sure. Before
you can even apply for your license. That's why everything is. That's why this business, this industry is so tricky, because there is a period of time that you can't do anything. And you have to expend some funds with professionals to get going, which is why you want to work with folks that have done this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we've got kind of a base of knowledge. We aren't researching every time to figure out how we're going to do this. So yes, you have to go apply and get your brewer's notice with the TTB. I said the process is pretty straightforward. They want information on your corporate structure. They'll do background checks on anybody that owns 10% or more, or that's an officer
mm-hmm.
or a director. And then it's pretty neat. You submit it. You print out a sheet with a little barcode on it, and you can send it, or you can upload your attachments. That they will ask to see your corporate documents, your lease, your proof of funds. So mm-hmm. it could be your SBA commitment letter. It could be subscription agreements. However you have raised your funds to show them you have sufficient funds to open and operate. And then once you have that, then we talk about state licenses, because once the state licenses are easy once you have the TTB, because all they're asking for is what's your TTB approval, and then they ask for there's some bonds and things that have to be posted at each level. So you want to work with an insurance agent that can link you up with a surety bond.
Mm-hmm.
You know the amounts are always changing, but you'll have a federal one and a state one. And then you also have to get, before you open, if you're going to sell say bottles or cans to the public,
mm-hmm.
you do have to get label approval from the TTB as well.
Sure.
In terms of what the ingredients are. And if you've got a food product in, like a little hint of citrus, like some people do these days, you also have to get FDA approval.
Oh, very nice.
So, but the main thing is, the right to produce beer, you have to have your brewer's notice. And then, next step on, dovetailing on that, like I said, is the state license. And then, in some issues, you have to get permission from the municipality where you're operating.
Mm-hmm.
And an example of that would be, here in Minnesota, where a brewery can open a tap room at its location,
mm-hmm.
By state statute, even though it's a state statute that allows it, but the statute also provides that you have to get the actual license from the municipality. So in order to get a tap room license, you go to your city or your township or wherever. The state and local licenses are pretty academic once you've gone through the federal. The federal mm-hmm. is the biggest mm-hmm. hurdle.
Gotcha. So beyond all of the considerations, the legalities that you have to go through, here our last step is talking about choosing the distributors. And I imagine this has to be a little more complicated than people think.
It's extremely complicated, especially here in Minnesota that has one of the worst distributor laws for breweries in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It is very pro-distributor,
mm-hmm.
and what happens is if a brewery gives a distributor a drop of beer, you know, even a keg of beer, saying, hey, let me just take it to such and such event and we'll sample it, so we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you always want to promote your business, so you give them the keg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just created a distribution agreement,
mm-hmm.
and guess what? You can't terminate it unless you give 90 days notice and have good cause, which is defined by statute.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely hard to get out of a distribution agreement. So I always tell my clients, do not give a single drop of beer to a distributor without having a written distribution agreement that provides for some quality standards and mm-hmm. some oversight by the brewery and further defines what good cause is.
Mm-hmm.
So that if it's, what happens is a lot of distributors, they make their money off of the big breweries. But for the little guys, they sign them up and, you know, toss them in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Not every distributor is like that. There's a few in town that are, it's like dealing with Darth Vader and the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be very careful when you get, you know, up to a certain amount. Usually in most states, you can self-distribute.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, make sure you are talking with an attorney and be sure that you are getting a written agreement with the distributor before you let them take any of your product out of your brewery.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Jeff, I realize I'm asking an attorney this question, but with all these people who think that they can do things themselves, what do you think the likelihood of a startup brewery navigating these 10 steps on their own? What problems?
It's extremely difficult, Kevin. I mean, everybody that I've known, even the breweries I don't represent, have attorneys involved, whether representing them or as owners. Someplace along the chain, there's one of my people out there helping them get through it, whether it be protecting trademarks, filing entities. At some point during the process, it's a good idea to pick up the phone and contact an attorney that knows what the heck to do in these situations. Like I said, I've touched almost 20 breweries. I've done this more than once. These folks are going to probably do it just once.
Mm-hmm.
You can benefit from my experience in coming to me and getting to go through the process.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, visiting about startup breweries. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.